The following audio is via a Skype call.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the millionaire imprint for women. We have an exciting show for you today. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with my co-hosts, Momo Yasutake, Samantha Blossom, and Susan Glavin. And we are here today to invite you to tap into this amazing abundance gathering that we have created here for you today so that you can tap into this feeling of richness, the richness that comes from the inside out, that wealthy from the inside out, that abundance from the inside out. Over the last two months now, since September the 7th, when we launched the Millionaire Imprint, we have been clearing the field. We've been clearing our ancestral programs. We've been clearing the shame and the poverty consciousness that we all have had to release ourselves from the old matrix, from the survival matrix. And there's many people that have benefited from being able to listen to these shows and use the practical tools that my co-hosts have shared with us, because they've made these changes in their own lives. And so we're at a pivotal point right now in our evolution here on this planet, because there is a lot of people out there right now that are going through severe financial challenges. And that's one of the reasons why we created the Millionaire Imprint, is to be able to give those people hope, to offer tools and light and information to share with you so that you can change the trajectory in your own life and change your financial story now. Because really, truly, abundance is our true nature. And that is the truth. And we're all abundant. We're abundant beings. We live in an abundant universe. We're just releasing the stories from our past that don't resonate with us anymore. So if you're finding yourself in that place right now where you're unsure of what's going on with your financial situation, stay tuned, because we have a dynamic show lined up for you today. Momo, as a matter of fact, she's going to start out first, and Momo is going to talk to us about how do we tap into that rich feeling of abundance through radical self-love.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about, so what I do is I work with the law of attraction and manifestation work. I do manifestation coaching as well as some healing work. But so what I talk about with all my clients is about alignment, and how that's everything. That's like the main thing that I teach. And all that means is we're all vibrational beings. We all speak and understand energy, whether you're conscious of it or not. That is how we operate. And alignment just talks about getting yourself to the highest vibrational frequency you can, which is equivalent to an emotion. So the highest vibrational frequency in terms of emotion would be like bliss or joy, love, acceptance, gratitude, right? So the thing with this is, in order for you to get yourself into alignment, there's this huge level of self-love that you need in order for you to first allow yourself to choose a better feeling. So with anything that we want it because of the feeling of it, or the hope that by achieving it, there will be a feeling that comes with it. That is why we want anything and everything. So why not cut to the chase and feel that feeling now? But in order for you to buy into that belief and even get behind that belief and start embodying that and living that, you need to cultivate a level of self-love. You have to love yourself enough to let yourself feel better, feel good, And then every step of the way, when a choice comes up or something else comes up, you have to be able to, there's going to be a fork in the road where you choose love over fear. And you have to love yourself enough to allow yourself to choose the love, to allow yourself to feel the love. So that's where that comes in, I think. And the thing is, I love this analogy that comes up. So whenever we talk about like failures or we're trying to do something and then we get a negative response or a reaction that we don't want, right? Think about it as like you're a plane, right? If you're trying to get to a certain destination, this is the wealth, this is the life that you want, this is the abundance that you want, the amount of money that you want. Let's say if you're trying to get there, you buy a flight, right? A plane ticket to Hawaii, that's your destination, that's where you want to get to. If you're on your way, you put it in your GPS, right? Well, hopefully the pilot does. And then you're getting yourself to Hawaii. So what happens is if you start veering off course, right, out of alignment to getting to the fastest way to your destination, the cosmos tells you. It's like you have little bumpers and it goes, oh, no, you're going the wrong direction. Oh, no, no, that way. Okay, keep going this way. Because if you're going to keep going in that direction, you're going to end up in Egypt, not Hawaii, right? You're trying to get to Hawaii. So every time you get a nudge or a reaction that feels negative or contrasting to what you want, it's actually your guidance system and an opportunity to be like, hey, we're lining you back into alignment, into the GPS route that fastest route of you getting what you want.
And isn't it through our challenges that we transcend that energy? So right. we're found in a challenge. We find ourselves in a challenge. Maybe we find ourselves in a financial challenge or whatever type of challenge it is. And so it is through that challenge that then we're being asked to tap into the feeling of what it is that we really want. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So without the contrast, you may not be very clear with what it is exactly that you want. You may think you want something, the contrast comes in and goes, oh wait, no, hold on. Let me refine that. Let me readjust my desire. Let me get a little bit more clarity on what it is that I thought I wanted. And another thing too, is I also like to think when we're starting this work out, when we're starting to understand how to work in terms of alignment and feeling good, it's sort of sad, but most of us forgotten what it's like to feel good and to live in joy on a moment-to-moment basis. Mm-hmm. So it's like a muscle that you have to rebuild back up. You're literally, your brain has a neural pathway that's on default to not feel good or that's bought into societal or other kind of programming that we have. So in order to build that muscle, we have to physically create new neural pathways, which is a lot of work if you've been living and have a default that you've been living on for 20 years or 30 years. So what happens is every step of the way, you have to constantly nurture and love yourself as if you are a three-year-old child that's learning how to walk, that's learning how to eat on their own, right? From crawling to waddling to standing to walking, right? We're a child building those muscles, those skills, and we need to. And when a child falls over when they're standing up, you're not going to tell it, what's that for? Why did you fail? You're going to say, it's okay, honey, get back up. You got this. You're doing great. Do it again. You got to be able to do that for yourself because that's literally what you're doing. You're creating a new pathway in your brain to create what you want on the outside world. What you're doing is phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why that radical self-love, nothing else will do during that time is to really offer that radical self-love to you. Were you going to say something, Susan?
Yes, I was. And that's why I think it beautifully said, Momo, it was so clear. And what I think is so important for all of us too is to gather in places like this, to be on in circles, in gatherings like this with people that are up to the same thing, that it's all about vibrational, adjusting the vibration, because that's all we are is energy. So that, again, it's so important to listen to calls like this, to get yourself around people that are in alignment with that, because that again, when you get like four or five, so you get a bunch of people gathered, guess what? That vibration is just heightened, especially with women.
Absolutely. We got to bring our inner mothers out. We've all got that archetype within us. There's all different kinds of archetypes within. I'm not going to go into that, but at least the mother aspect, we've got that mothering, nurturing aspect. It's in our physical DNA. It's how we're brought to be. And that's how society was created, by the mother, So if we can tap into that for ourselves, you know, we all have our own mother traumas, plenty of that, right? All the beliefs that we hear, the criticisms, the judgments, the beliefs that we bought into because our mother told us so. And, you know, at the time as you're a child, your mother is like God, right? Your mom or the goddess. So, you know how powerful the mother is. And if you can do that for yourself and mold and nurture yourself and create a being that you want for yourself, it is the most powerful thing anyone can learn to do.
I love that, Momo. I love that. And you are also offering a free gift today to the listeners. All of our co-hosts today have a free gift that they brought. So you are definitely receiving the abundance from this call today, because everyone is offering their gifts. So what is it that you have for our listeners?
So I work with abundance and any blocks and resistances that might come up with it. So I have a room for my one-on-one coaching, as well as an online course. I'm starting to book people into my online course that I'm creating. So, there's limited space. So if you want to reach out with me, I am doing free consults, basically, to see if what your blocks are, discover what your abundance blocks are, and we can work through that together. They're going to be 20 minutes long. You can go to my website and book that. It's momoyasutake.com. I'll spell that. It's MOMOYASUTAKE.com. And you can book me right away.
Thanks so much, Momo. That's so awesome for people to be able to receive that abundance call together with you. And so in that segment that we just talked about, you talked about us nurturing ourselves and turning into our inner parent, loving ourselves. And that is the way to generate a feeling of abundance through radical self-love. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Susan Glavin. We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You should see us behind the scenes. We were dancing and singing and laughing and joking and carrying on and talking about our abundance and sharing our abundance with you. My beautiful co-host, Susan Glavin, is going to talk to us about how we've had our power all along and how that is part of our responsibility to now really use our power to claim our heart's desires. And that is how we're tapping into that rich feeling of abundance. Right, Susan?
Yes, yes. And we do have the power, and we have had it all along. And it was so great because this Halloween, I had all these synchronicities flow into me embodying and embracing Glinda, the Good Witch. Okay. And she was magnificent. And I really got when I put this, I mean, it was really the bomb outfit, you guys. I mean, I totally, with the magic wand, you name it. And I even had the ruby slippers, because what I said was, it was now Susan, the Good Witch of the North, who actually got the ruby slippers. Okay. So I totally embodied that. And it was amazing the feeling I got to really claim, and I mean this, claim the magic. And wherever I went, the magic was there. I mean, it was probably one of the best, most magical, magnificent Halloweens I've ever had. And it was because I truly did claim my magic and I spread it around everywhere. I mean, I stretched, I blessed, I wished, and I had people give me all their wishes, and they were so earnest, and it was so beautiful. And it was such an amazing experience to see and feel people's deepest desires and to know that they're done, that they have them. And, you know, we are imprinted, you know, most of us, I will say, I'm going to assert that most of us are imprinted with what doesn't work, what's wrong. That is going to be our normal mode of operandi. Okay. It's going to be whatever happens, the thoughts in our minds are going to be what can go wrong. I'm not enough. This never works for me, you know, and that's just the imprinting. Okay. Now it's time for us to truly be responsible, because that's what free will is. We have the free will to literally shift. And I mean, it is such a slight shift in our perception of what we really want to create, what we want to experience, what is success for us, what, you know, what fulfills us. And so one of the things that I've been playing with, it's been really super fun, is to have my go-to BS, get the BS out of the way mantras. Okay, so I have some set up. So if I ever have any kind of a thought in my head about lack or scarcity, or I can't, I go, oh my gosh, instantly I just shift, really coming into my heart. Because as soon as I shift, I go right into my heart, which is really important here. And I say, I have all the money I need for whatever I need and desire. Boom, you know, just like that. Whenever I have a thought about someone that might be, you know, a judgmental thought or a criticizing thought towards someone, I say immediately, I have kind and generous thoughts towards others. So I have these set mantras, what I call mastery mantras, so that I can shift my perception, because we know how powerful our thoughts are. And this is where that, you know, owning your power, claiming your mastery, this is where it comes. Like Momo was saying, hey, it's going to take us some time to readjust that. But you know what I really feel is important for everyone to know is that because of the beautiful energies coming on the planet, because of the beautiful support that we have, because of all the beautiful things that are happening on the planet right now, we are so supported that I really feel that this transition, this change of perception is going to be happening like this, you know, and it's truly about us, you know, being responsible for it, folks. It's, we have to claim it. We have to claim our power, our mastery, our energy, and start showing up in the world powerfully, you know, like we want other people to show up for us. We need to start showing up for ourselves and the world that way. Definitely. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's so well articulated, so well said. And so what would you add to this, Susan, by because you told us about your mantras and how you wrote out your specific mantras to shift your mindset. in that moment when you're challenged.
Yes.
So that you already have, you have like a tool available that you can use, with an energy tool that you have available that you can use. What can you add to that by generating the feeling? The feeling, like when you said you have all the money and all the money that you need, that all of your desires are met. What other addition can you tell us about as far as the feeling is concerned? Is to feel, to feel that abundance, to feel that money, whatever it is that you're.
You know what I've noticed, which has been so great, because you know when you're having a thought like, oh, you want to do something, and the thought goes, oh, I can't. That's mm-hmm. I can't afford that, or I can't. You know, and that feeling's like you get that little in the pit of your stomach. That and the vibration is a lower vibration, not good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just a lower vibration. Mm-hmm. What I have been noticing, as soon as I shift, boom, as soon as I shift, I immediately feel better. I
awesome.
Immediately feel like, yeah. And I know it's because I've truly claimed my power and my mastery in that, deeply knowing in my bones that I have mastery in my life. I absolutely am the co-creator here. I clearly, clearly get that. And so is everyone else. And I just want whoever's listening to this call right now to claim it, and just to say out loud, and because our words are so powerful and they are generative, okay? They're generating what is happening in our life. So I just want you right now to say, I claim my mastery. I claim my power. I claim my vibrant, beautiful, extraordinary, brilliant self, and bring that to the world. I mean, just whatever it is for you, claim it. Own it, be responsible for it, because we need you. We need all of you here, and you can do it. You absolutely got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yay. Hey. What do you all have to say about that, co-hosts?
Ooh.
Yay.
Yay.
You know, it's really time to get that fierce, fiery bullwhip out, folks, and whip that around and start creating. It's like Momo was talking about the different archetypes, we have them all. And sometimes that fierce one needs to come out, that is determined and fierce about having exactly what you want in the world, you know? And, you know, and again, what are you going to do with all this abundance? Another wonderful thing. What are you going to do with all that money?
Yeah. And see, and I think a lot of people, because they don't realize that they can have it. They don't realize that they're, you know, that they all, what is all that goodness gonna, what are they gonna do with all of it, right? And so are they ready to receive all of that? Are they ready to be responsible, like you said, with all of that goodness, with all that abundance, and be good energy stewards, right?
And I love that what Momo said, you know, if you're going to take steps. Like I said, I think it's going to happen quick, but I think to be gentle, you know, if like you can hear my voice, be gentle with yourself, be gentle with yourself, be gentle with yourself as you do this. Because the more you can be gentle and kind and considerate to yourself, the quicker you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And I just want, and this is Samantha, I just wanted to mention that, you know, when you're all lit up like that, all of your meridians are lit up, your acupuncture points, like everything's lit up. And then that allows more life force energy to flow through you, which just naturally equals abundance, you know? So it's like, it's just claiming your powerful presence on the planet. And there's so many things to distract us from claiming that power. So I just wanted to be like, yes, thank you, Susan, giving us permission to say we can hold this now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, you know, with every choice that we make, we have to put our light into action. With every choice that we make, with every decision that we make, rather than focusing on the lack or of what's crumbling and what's leaving your life, what's no longer serving you, focus on the thriving environment that you're creating with that responsible power that Susan was talking about. Susan, you also have a free gift for our audience today. What is it that they're getting, and how is it that they can claim it?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, you can go to my website at www.susanglavin.com. And there we're actually this weekend doing a 2-day modern day mastery course that's off the hook. And you can also, I am also doing one-on-one self-mastery sessions. And as a free gift, I want to give you my how to create a sacred container or radiant expansion. And you can use that within any group that you're in. And it's so beautiful and so powerful. So it's yours free. You can just email me at susan@susanglavin.com.
Yay. This is so awesome. Thank you so much. You know, what we're doing here with the Millionaire Imprint and sharing our voice, sharing our visions, our missions, our passions, and raising the roof on abundance, offering, you know, offering the tools that we didn't really have available to us, the way that we're making it available for others. And I want to invite everyone to go to and look at the past radio shows that we've done, because we've shared so many tools, so many amazing practical tools that you can use in your life right now. And you can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, and you can look under radio, and all the archive shows are all listed there. And on all of the co-hosts' sites as well, at Susan Glavin's site, at Momo Yasutake's site, and then at Samantha Blossom's site, you can also find some of the tools that we've shared with you over the last 2 months. So it's so exciting to really rein in the abundance. And this is our new earth. This is the new way. And we are the way showers. And we are living that vibration and holding that vibration, because it's all an inside job. And it's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And so we're going to take another break right now. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Samantha Blossom. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems
Then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about abundance from the inside out and tapping into that rich, rich feeling. Samantha, you're going to enlighten us with your abundance gift.
Yes. So today I want to share about how just feeling abundant on the inside will attract more abundance on the outside. It's just the law of the universe, and it just is, and it just has to be so. So just a couple of days ago, I was on a road trip, and I didn't know why, but I just felt like I could have paid for a plane ticket, but I was like, I'd rather just drive up with my friend, even though it's 3 hours. So we were in, from LA, we drove up to Santa Clara. And so in the car ride, we just sang the whole way. And we were just like beaming so much abundance and happiness for like no reason at all. And while we're doing that, we're both getting like booked with clients the whole way there. And I told her that would happen. And at first she didn't understand, but then she was like, oh my God, this is like actually happening. Like we're like driving. We're like both like, oh, I just got one. We're just like getting texts, you know? And of course it's like, that may not happen right away on your journey. So just like Momo said, it's like, you know, first you're a little kid and you're like, you're nurturing this new way to think about life. Like our brain has really been programmed to focus on the negatives because it's been doing that for thousands of years. So we're on this like precipice of this like brand new way of like thinking of experiencing life where we can like have joy more often of the time. And the beautiful piece is there are so many higher emotions that we haven't even accessed yet. I know that I access it through energy work, and I know like I haven't even tapped into like the higher frequencies, but I know that they exist. It's almost like I've had tiny glimmers of them. And so the way society is now, it's like we're still kind of addicted to like suffering or drama or conflict. And I just had, I was just being taught by a speaker, you know, like how to speak on stage. And basically he was saying like, if you don't have conflict in your story, you can't keep people engaged. And I was like, that's because everyone's stuck in their reptilian brain. And I was like, oh man, you know, like as you evolve on your spiritual path, you can hear the subtleties and you feel more excited about the subtle changes. You're not having to go through that like deep, dark, shadowy for you to even pay attention. And you can already start to fine tune and be like, oh, that's a little off track. You know, like, have you ever heard the expression, like God will whisper and still until God has to like yell?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, it's a huge, so there are lots of people where if they don't spiritually awaken, they'll get sick, they'll get cancer, or they'll get a car accident, or they'll have an immune disorder, like something really big happening to them. And I'm saying like, why don't we listen to the subtleties and start to wake up from the subtleties and create micro joy everywhere so that we're not having to go all the way down there and have that wake up call, right?
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, and it builds momentum. So it's little tiny things like, you know, like sometimes you can, it's a perception shift. It's like you're washing dishes. You're like, ew, I don't want to wash dishes. And you can suddenly be like, whoa, this is going to be so much fun. It's going to nurture me. I get to bless all of my physical items. So I'll just start to like imagine rainbow light as I'm like washing and like blessing the planet with the water. But it's like, you just like decide that it's a fun game. Like you just have a perception shift. And then when you start to do that, it's like everything comes to life, you know, and that allows us to be like these little kids that just like enjoys life and like everything's joyful, everything's playful. And we don't have to get stuck in that seriousness.
Yeah.
And so when we are serious, there's a contraction in our body. And when there's contraction, there's no energy flow. And if there's no energy flow, there's no nutrients going into your cells and the cellular toxic waste can't go out. So you want to create an environment where you can feel more relaxed, have more open flow, and that will naturally attract more abundance towards you. And so that's a good indicator of like, is this decision like making me feel more open and expansive? Because if it makes you feel more open and expansive, most likely it's going to attract more abundance. But if you, you know, sometimes people invest in like coaching or all, and all these things. And it's like, if they're feeling too much contraction when they invest in that, like maybe it's not quite the right time yet, but like keep working on that opening. And when they feel a full, just like moments of like an aligned yes, you'll feel like, and it might be outside of your comfort zone, but somewhere inside you just feel like, whoa, like, yes, like this feels 100% awesome. Then you know you're on the right step.
Yes.
Even if it costs more than you're used to, but like you feel internally like this is a yes, then that's like a big yes. So.
Yeah, that is a big yes. And I love what you said, what the speaker told you, that people are, if you don't have contrast in your story. And I think we really, you know, we're feeling that too right now with the collective energy. There's so much fear right now in the collective energy with the suffering and what's going on financially, that you're also feeling that energy also. And so a lot of it has to do, you know, is it mine? Is this really mine? Does this really belong to me? Am I feeling, because we're all empaths, you know, we're all picking up the vibrations of what's going on out there in the world. And to really look at, is this really mine? And really learn how to, you know, master your own inner garden and tend to your own inner vibration and get that really juicy, get that feeling really good and do that in the present moment when you're feeling right. When you're doing those energy shifts, when you're washing the dishes or whatever it is that you're facing with, really working on cultivating that energy. And like Momo said, this is a show where we're talking about Momo said radical self-love. Momo said move into alignment.
Only because Momo I went said, first. Someone else would have said it by way if I didn't go first.
Yeah. And so it's really cultivating that energy within yourself and becoming that own inner parent. Like Momo said, be your own inner mother, right? And yeah. And so here we are. And it's like, that's how we're generating those feel good feelings, right? Is really tapping in. And I think another one, what do you all think about this? Is like, really, like, remember a time when you were feeling really abundant. Like, think of a time when you were really abundant or when something really amazing happened to you, and bring that feeling into your space right now, and then build on that feeling. Yeah, this is right here. I remember when I created this. I remember when this happened. I remember when I was the recipient of this amazingness, and being able to build and generate from that feeling, because we're at a time now where even with all the contrast that's happening out there in the world, it's us, each individual being that's making a difference through our voice, through our feeling, through our owning our power, to taking responsibility of our energy and becoming the energy stewards in co-creating our new world. And the truth is our new world is abundance. It's about being abundant, and the poverty programs and everything that we've lived with for thousands and thousands of years, we're not having it anymore because it's not our truth.
Totally. And there's a huge thing on consistency. So consistency, it's like, and this is why we meditate and we do yoga, because we're building up our life force energy to be able to think about a thought in a specific way. And so like, I invite our audience to even just have the one phrase of I am successful. If you were to just say I am successful all day long, and success is very different for every person, but if you were to hold that vibration and that thought for one day, and then 2 days, and then 3 days, just like see what happens in your life. And it doesn't have to be that phrase, but pick a phrase that you really, really love that conjures up a beautiful feeling or emotion inside of your system, even if it feels like a lie at first. And sometimes it will, because it feels so contrasting. You're like, I'm not feeling that. But then as you continue to practice, suddenly you're like, I think I'm feeling that now. and then you build that consistency, that new vibration, that new thought, like that's what starts to attract something new. And there's always two ways to do things. Like we can go back and start to uncover the past and clear that out, or we can have so much positive momentum in right now that it has to organically clear out the past. So it's like there's multiple paths to get to the same direction. And that's why we have all these different healing modalities, all these different types of coaches, because really everybody can get you there. It's just, you got to pick one that you really love, you know, and you got to do something.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you touched on it with really generating that feeling, really building that momentum and generating that feeling, because that's really what it's about. It's about us feeling really good. And we came here to feel. We came here to feel. And our physical bodies have resonance to feeling really, really good. And so it's just that habitually we haven't been living that way, right? Because we've been undoing so much of the old stuff, that we've been releasing so much, so that now when we're moving into a higher vibrational way of living and being, feeling good is our birthright. We came here to feel and to feel all of it. And so really to hold and generate that amazing feel-good feeling. One of my favorite feelings is peace. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it when I'm in a state of peace, when I am the peace that I want to see in the world, when I'm feeling that peace and that harmony, because peace is one of the highest vibrations that you can be in. And that's when your body is in such a relaxed state where you can really receive healing, abundance, joy, just calmness, you know, where real healing can take place. And so that's one of my favorite ones is peace. What about you? What's your favorite one?
I do really resonate with joy. A lot of times I'm just in a lot of like laughter and I really resonate with that. And then that also brings me back to thinking about the kids. You know, it's like naturally they have so much energy that sometimes it feels very uncomfortable for the parent because the energy contrast is so different. And so, you know, it's like we have to unlearn and unravel so many things. Like already from school, we're like, nope, you got to sit down. You got to be in this like rigid box. And so much of our natural, like vibrant energy has already been shut down from there. And so it's like continuously like doing, and that's why it's like, it's fun to do the spiritual work. It's fun to do the transformation work. And it's like, it's a lifelong process. And it's like, if you don't get it right away, it's okay. It's like, you just like keep trying a different modality or try a different person, or, you know, it's like, just do something. I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at unless I tried 10 different people. I tried so many. I was like, oh, this is super cool. And that's really cool. And like, everyone had a different perspective. And mm-hmm. then, you know, so I really encourage people to do that, because once you're on the other side, like your body feels so much more amazing. Like your mind is so much clearer. Like there's just so much stuff that's just easier when you move through this process.
Yeah. You know, Samantha, you were going to also give our audience a gift. What was your gift for today?
Yeah, so I have a couple gifts. One is in the making. So when you go to my site, SamanthaBlossom.com, there is the money mirror. And the money mirror is talking about the five elements and how money is actually like a seasonal cycle and how to like tune into that and get your money kind of like in gear with the cycles. The other thing is I have a 45-minute free soul discovery call. So if anyone would just like to like chat with me, see if I'm a good vibe to fit with them. And even if not, like I would just love to get to know more people. So if anybody is interested in just like getting a 45-minute call with me, that would just be really fun for me. And just kind of get some feedback on like, what do they want to learn? And what are more money issues that they would like to work through? Like, I'd love to hear their stories. I see myself as like a soul junkie. I just like love like hearing about people's stories. And so, you know, like if I'm a good fit to work with them, that's awesome. But if not, like, I would just love to chat with them and see if I can support them in sorting something out. So
yeah, that's awesome. And you better take advantage of that, because we've got amazing coaches on the call today that are offering their free consults, and every single one of them has so many amazing gifts to share. And so don't miss out on that. And I just love the conversation that we're having today, because when I believe that we really need to be a vibrational match,
right,
for what it is that we are seeking in the world. We have to be the match, right? So whether it's a relationship, whether it's a vibrational match to a job, whether it's a vibrational match to your career, vibrational match to money, attracting more abundance. You have to be that vibrational match to, to emit that frequency out to the universe so that more abundance can come and, you know, be that match and be that vibratory match that you can draw into you. And so that's really where I feel like a lot of the things happen for people, because they're not putting the frequency out of what it is that they want back. And so it's an important thing. So that's why it's important to feel your way into abundance, feel your way into a higher vibrational, emotional state, whatever feelings that you enjoy, because we can always find gratitude, right? We can always find gratitude about what's going on in our space right now and feel so grateful about where you are and where you've come from and the amazing journey that your life has been. And even if it's not 100% of where you want to be yet, but finding the gratitude in the journey, wouldn't you say, ladies?
Yes. And I love what you said about alignment, because I see that with clients all the time. Like when they're really excited to see you and you're really excited to see them, there's just this magical spark that happens. And that just, and if you end up hiring the wrong person, like it can feel very like conflicting. And it's like, you're like, oh, is it me? Is it them? You know, and it's just not a energetic match, and that's okay. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with either person. It just means like you want to find the right vibration for you. And I don't think there's enough tools to teach people how to know if this is the right fit for them. So over the next few months, I'll be developing something to clarify that. But yeah, for right now, it's just like tune into your feelings. If you feel like a full yes, you're like, oh my gosh, everything in my body is like, yes, then I usually think that is like a clear sign. And sometimes, like I said, like maybe it's a stretch financially, but if your body is like, okay, it's a yes, then that's like your yes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to say something real quick. So I think too, what the tools of that, seeing what's in alignment, because this is, again, talking about alignment, right? If you want it's a really simple thing. We just forget and make it a lot more complicated than it needs to be. It's a really simple feeling. When a vibration goes up, it's exciting. You kind of feel that flutter, like, you know, and there's an expansion. It's a lighter feeling. And then when it's not, it's tightened. You can feel your body going like this. It's like there's like a sinking feeling. It's a very simple, and vibration can only go up or down. It can't be kind of one way. It's either up or down. There is no in between. You know, it might be a little, it might be really subtle, or it might be a huge one, but regardless, it's up or down. So it's almost like you just have to cultivate your awareness. And people think that intuition is a power. Of course it is. And it's something that we all have. We just have to nourish that. And if we can bring our awareness up to be able to see the subtle differences of when our energy goes up or goes down, that's all it is. That's your yes. That's your no. If it's a huge yes, it's more obvious. If it's a subtle one, it might be like, I can't tell. Let me tune into that again. You know?
Yeah. That's a great indicator right there. That's a really good indicator. It's the feeling state, moving up and down. And it's the same way, Momo, I always say the light and dark can't really exist in the same space. You know, it's like you're in once, it's either you're coming from that place of negativity or you're coming from that place of positivity. So it's like in that space. And it's the same thing with the feeling state. Both, it's either up or down. It's either up or down, right? And so that's a really good indicator in raising your frequency. And so one of my gifts that I'm offering our audience today is the 25th person that sends me an email, the number 25, to radio@corneliastephanie.com will receive a one-year membership to my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle, my online Wealthy Roots Women's Circle that meets online every 2 weeks. And it's a powerful group of women that come together and are grounding in Wealthy Roots and changing their financial story and designing the life of their dreams and working together as a group, because in group energy, we do so much work, so much greater work, because so you can learn so much in being in a group. And it's, you're listening to somebody else and you're like going, oh my gosh, I totally relate to this. I totally relate to that. And we clear and we release and let go of what's no longer serving us. I just want to share with you all one of the questions that was just recently at the last circle that was raised. And the question was, when you get into the joy and manifestation groove, and things do start happening, but what if you're working on manifesting income for something that has a due date, like rent or a plane ticket in time for an important event, and you have no backup plan? How do you banish worry or doubt? So that was one of the questions that came in. And what I said was let go of the backup plan. Let go of the backup plan. You don't need to have a backup plan, because that's the ego that always wants to make sure that it's safe and secure and needs to have a backup plan. Build on what you've already have. Everything's happening. Great momentum is building. You're in the group. The joy and abundance is happening. You're in the future with your thoughts and your consciousness about worrying about what's going to happen in the future. Keep this momentum going and bring your energy into the now. Let go of the backup plan and say yes to the abundance. Say yes to now. Say yes to the plane ticket. Say yes to whatever it is that, because rinse and repeat what you've already done. Rinse and repeat what you've already done, and just stay true to that game, because that's really the truth. So feel free to go to CorneliaStephanie.com and sign up for my newsletter. Go to send an email at radio@CorneliaStephanie and be the 25th emailer and receive a one-year subscription to my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. Ladies, what are the final words before we close out today's most powerful abundance gathering?
Mine would be just find your favorite song, dance for 20 minutes every day, and just like really let it out. Like let your whole body free and just conjure up that joy feeling and just feel that you're blessing everything around you, the space, the people, the planet, just like with your vibration, with your energy.
And mine would be to just acknowledge where you are and love on it anyway, no matter what that place is. If you're in that joy, even if you're not, even if you can't be, it doesn't matter. Where are you now? I'm right here. I'm feeling kind of depressed. I'm kind of feeling like it's not, it doesn't feel like it's possible. Whatever that feeling place is, acknowledge it, give it a big fat hug and love on it anyway. That's the best way to love on yourself. And that from that space, it'll start to shift.
Yes, it's beautiful. Thank you, ladies. And I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my soul. There's a feeling. Love is all around you. So turn into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Watch all the past shows. There's so many tools and tips available for you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Thank you, ladies. We'll see you again next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.